This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Carmen Martinez Silva shows off a new haircut to boyfriend Benjamin Garcia, but he threatens to hurt her for, quote, ruining her hair. She spends the night at her daughter's home and goes to her brother Luis's home for advice the next morning. Soon after Carmen arrives, boyfriend Garcia shows up looking for her. When Luis tells him she's not there, Garcia stabs him repeatedly. Carmen rushes out and tries to stop Garcia. He starts stabbing her, too. By the time cops arrive, Carmen Martinez Silva is dead, her brother severely injured.
Nancy, Carmen goes to her brother's house seeking a friend of Garcia's, Hector Burgos. Carmen tells Burgos to relay to Garcia that their relationship is over. Burgos then leaves to find Garcia, but Garcia isn't home or answering his phone because Garcia is attempting to locate Carmen and already on the way to her brother's. After the attack on Carmen and Luis, Garcia is found standing outside the home, knife still in hand.
Benjamin Garcia, 43, now charged with murder, attempted murder, ag assault, and endangerment over a haircut. Texas cops try to pull over Taryn Hadnott, who's behind the wheel of a stolen SUV. Instead, he hits the gas, leading a chase at over 100 miles an hour. When he runs out of gas, he flees the car on foot. Predictable, heading into a field. He shows off his acrobatic skills when he front flips over a fence and keeps running. But by the time he crosses the field, an officer's waiting on the other side. Taryn Hadnott, 29, quite the gymnast, now charged with evading arrest and unauthorized use of a car. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Colorado dentist already charged with poisoning his wife now faces new allegations, this time for allegedly trying to arrange multiple murders from behind bars. During a court hearing, prosecutors said James Craig offered a fellow inmate $20,000 to kill Aurora Police Detective Bobby Olson, calling her, quote, the worst, dirtiest detective. He allegedly made similar offers to have a police officer and two inmates killed. Prosecutors also claim Craig sent letters to the ex-wife of his cellmate offering money for false testimony, specifically to say that his wife, Angela Craig, had planned to die by suicide. Defense attorneys argue there's no proof Craig wrote those letters. A judge ruled there is enough evidence to move forward with new charges, solicitation to commit murder and perjury, adding to the first-degree murder charge Craig already faces. Angela Craig, a 43-year-old mother of six, died in March 2023 after ingesting cyanide and a chemical found in eye drops. Craig has pleaded not guilty to all charges. A shocking murder case in upstate New York. Five people now charged in the brutal killing of a transgender man. Authorities call it one of the worst crimes they've ever seen. Our correspondent Sydney Sumner has more on the story.
New York State Police say 24-year-old Sam Nordquist, originally from Minnesota, endured more than a month of torture before his body was dumped in a field. Nordquist had traveled to New York in September and was last known to be staying at Patty's Lodge Motel in Canandaigua. He was reported missing on February 9th after losing contact with his family. Major Kevin Suker, who leads the state police troop in the Finger Lakes region, called the case beyond depraved and by far the worst his office has ever investigated. Five suspects, 38-year-old Precious Arzuaga, 30-year-old Patrick Goodwin, 33-year-old Kyle Sage, 30-year-old Jennifer Quijano, and 19-year-old Emily Motika were arrested after police searched a room at the motel. They are charged with second-degree murder and remain in custody. Captain Kelly Swift, head of the Bureau of Criminal Investigation, says police are still working to determine the suspects' relationships with Nordquist and each other.
Authorities have not ruled out hate crime charges. The investigation is ongoing.
Thanks, John. Amanda Martin, 40, shares her Blotcher, Indiana home with a close friend and sends him to the store for groceries Friday afternoon. When he gets back an hour later, she's not home and the house is a mess. An AC unit is even ripped from the window. Amanda's roommate tries to call her, but hears the phone ringing from her room. Her purse, clothes, even her dentures are still there. Deputies use dogs, drones, and boats to search nearby areas. They drain a local pond. No trace of Amanda Martin, mother of two. Amanda's tall and thin. Long brown hair, hazel eyes, freckles on her face. If you have info on Amanda Martin, please call Scott County, Indiana Sheriffs, 812-752-5550. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast. It's called Crime Stories, and we do our very best to find missing people, especially children, and solved unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.